Good evening. This is Hayden Jackson Robbins, and here is the travel news.
The train now standing at platform 7 won't stop or start at Oldham, Newham, Ewbringham, Weebyham, and all stations to Kahalakahu and Hawaii. All messengers, Bobshot, Quickshot, Stick'em-up and Hijack, shall travel in the slow coaches in the rear of the train. All passengers with messages for Uncle Ken's Cabbages should stake their seats in the quicker coaches, because Uncle Ken's Cabbages need weeding out and watering. In other words, don't get on this train. Thank you.
Here is the news. In Manchester today, a man was seen with hair on top of his head. Over straightaway to our northern correspondent, Hughes News.
It's been a really...
I'm sorry about Hughes News. He has had a slight mental breakdown. So over now to Saul Wordsworth instead. Thank you.
It's been a really incredible day here in Manchester. Seems like this has been seen here every day for years and years. It's quite certain no one will be saying anything about this for months to come. Shut up!
Sorry.
One eyewitness said so. Are you sure? I said. She said no. Back to you in confidence. Someone hang this mug!
All around the world, newspapers, television and radio have taken no notice of this fact whatsoever. A government minister has said nothing about it at all. And now over to Jeremy Charles for the latest news.
The skunk has struck again. His most recent victim was a middle-aged woman called Ida Killam. His victims always die of gas poisoning, hence the name The Skunk.
That report from Jeremy Charles.
And finally today, a tabby called Marmite has given birth to 3 pups. It happened to her while she was in the washing machine. The vet told us today that all the pups and mother are home and dry.
That was the 9 o'clock news at 10, on Monday the 6th of March, the day on which absolutely nothing happened. And now for something a bit more interesting. The Book of Bedtime, The Orient Express.
Excuse me, madam, but I couldn't help overhearing you. Can I be of any assistance? My name is Holmes.
I'm Watson.
Well, I don't see what you can do.
Sherlock Holmes is the name.
And Dr. Watson.
Oh, gentlemen, do excuse me,
That's
I didn't...
That's quite all right, madam. Now let's examine the body.
Well, Holmes, the body has no head, so he or she, whatever it may be, probably didn't die of salmonella poisoning.
Great deduction, my dear Watson. I think I've cracked it, Watson.
However did you do it, Holmes?
I dropped it, Watson.
Do you mind if I go to my compartment, gentlemen? I'm feeling rather weary after this appalling incident.
I think we shall turn in also, miss. Miss?
Call me Erwin Trude Ebenezer Carbuncle Spam Patch.
In that case, miss, we'll call you miss.
Okay, and here's my husband, Wilbur.
Pleased to meet you, I'm sure.
Honoured, I'm sure. Do you want to see our cabin, Mr. Holmes? I wouldn't say no.
Neither me, Holmes.
Come this way, gentlemen.
I don't like this, Holmes. It feels somewhat creepy.
You are British, Watson.
Yes, Holmes.
Well, belt up, then. Did you serve in the Great Chinese War by any chance, Mr. Carbuncle?
Why, yes, but how did you know?
Wilbur Carbuncle, I'm arresting you for the murder of the ticket officer on the Oriental Express.
But how did you know?
That knife lying on the floor there has blood on it. It is also an Oriental form of Chinese punishment, cutting off the head. Oh, Wilbur, you son of a...
Beep!
I think I'm going to faint.
I don't know how you fathomed it out, Holmes, but you'll never get to live to tell anybody. Put that gun away this instant. You could hurt someone.
Foy! Now go quietly. Put these handcuffs on him, Holmes.
Well, that rounds off another case.
But what about a motive, Holmes?
6 and 7-year-olds are listening to this. Do you expect them to understand motive?
Express was written by Saul Wordsworth and Hayne Jackson Robbins, directed by Hayne Jackson Robbins, music by Saul Wordsworth, general editing by Hayne Jackson Robbins and Saul Wordsworth, Saul's hairstyle by Cuts the Butchers, and the International Bowl Factory. The next book of bedtime will be at the same time.
Cadbury's Golden Sunshine Bar, Cadbury's Golden Sunshine Bar, Cadbury's Golden
second-hand car with a mileage of a moderate 100,000 kilometres?
Yes, well, you can get them in Kelvin's Bagger Breakdown Car Showroom!
For a really bad deal.
Buy one now, they're only 10p.
Wrong script, you spam-headed
you
jerk!
You spam-headed jerk!
Are you cold?
Do you need to be warmed up?
Then you need...
a cup of Ovaltine!
Ovaltine is very nice.
It's mainly made from powdered lice.
The colouring is really real.
Dog.
Beep.
And onion peel.
I hope you like this skillful ad.
Ovaltine will make you mad.
Buy some now, Sunny's MP.
You demented foghorn!
Another ruined ad.
Well, we'll halve your wages. Now you'll only get 30p.
Oh, good, now I can get some Ovaltine, second-hand car, and the Cadbury's Chocolate Sunshine Bar.
Get out!
And stay out!
But what's happened?
And now on Hadsall Radio, listen with Mother.
Listen with Mother, oh listen with Mother, oh yes. Listen with Mother, oh listen with Mother, oh yes. Listen with Mother, oh listen with Mother, oh yes. Listen with Mother.
Hayden Jackson Robbins, Maestro by Saul Wordsworth. One fine day, a man fell out of an aeroplane. Unfortunately, he didn't have a parachute. Fortunately, there was a haystack beneath him. Unfortunately, there was a pitchfork in the haystack. Fortunately, the pitchfork fell out. Unfortunately, He missed the haystack. That was Listen With Mother, with voices by Hayden Jackson Robbins, that's me, and Maestro by Saul Wordsworth.
That's me.
Bye-bye now, boys and girls.
Bye-bye.
That program of Listen With Mother will be repeated in the year 2010 at the same time. And now on Hadsaw Radio, Gardener's Question Time from Port Stanley in the Falkland Isles.
We interrupt this program very rudely to bring you a news flash.
An earthquake is shaking Canada. 6,000 people are believed dead. I shall read them in order of preference. 7 British tourists, 1 Falkland Islander, 100 French tourists, 5,000 Canadians, 200 Argentinians, 500 Ethiopians, and 192 Africans.
One Brummie ant has also died. Now back to the program that we most rudely interrupted.
Oh, Rose, we be on the air!
Well, as you all be saying before, how do you water your plants in the Sahara Desert during a drought? Well, the answer is you don't, so don't worry.
Now, here be a letter from one of our listeners. Mrs. Debenham writes,
"Dear Mr. Attempted Gardener, I am writing to tell you how annoyed I am about the fact there are no subtitles for this program. P.S. I am mad.
Who are we? Says it all in the last 9.
That's all we have for you today. Next week, we'll be telling you how to grow your own man-eating trifid. Until then, it's goodbye from me.
And it's goodbye from her.
Goodbye. This programme was brought to you by Wally and Company. It was written and directed by Saul and Hayden. Saul played the keyboard, which, as you see, he can't play.
Sorry.
Anyway, until next week, bye from the director and the keyboard player.
And now, from Spanbridge, today's episode of The Squeegers.
This is the Squidgers from Spanbridge.
Eh, by gum, laddie. Go put kettle on before I strike ya.
Eh, but Mum, I want to go and play football.
Johnny Small, come here and do as it told.
But Mum.
No but, my Johnny. Now off the bit with no supper and I'll put kettle on.
Morning, Mum. I'm going off to play football.
You'll do that of sort, little Paul Small. You go and put kettle on for aged mother.
Will Paul Small put the kettle on for his mum? Or will he run out and play soccer?
Find out next week.
Sorry, tomorrow.
That was the Squidgers from Ambridge. And of course the Squidgers will be back at the same time tomorrow.
And now on Hadsaw Radio, some Lion's Entertainment from Fozzie Bear, Scooter, Annie Sue and Link. And the song's called The Running Song. Yeah!
Let's all sing the rhyming song, the rhyming song, the rhyming song. Let's take turns and rhyme together, the rhyming song. I was hungry, now I'm not, the rhyming song, the rhyming song. 'Cause I eat some beans and grapes, the rhyming song. Let's all sing the rhyming song, the rhyming song, the rhyming song. Let's take turns and rhyme together, the rhyming song.
I left my knees in your car, the rhyming song, the rhyming song. My laundry's ready at 9:30, the rhyming song.
Let's all sing the rhyming song.
twinkling in the sky.
The rhyming song, the rhyming song.
There's no hot water in my hotel.
The rhyming song. This is not the rhyming song.
The rhyming song, the rhyming song.
I know it's not the rhyming song.
The rhyming song.
Ah, brother.
What do we do now?
I don't know.
The rhyming song, the rhyming song. Let's all jump up and down and wave our arms and get off the stage.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. The rhyming song, the rhyming song, the rhyming song, the rhyming song.
Are you, what are you doing? Right, you know what? Get off the stage. Stop there. Come on, give me your arms.
And before Mastermind, we have a short break.
Mom, I got a present for you. It's a £5 note.
What have you done? I know you better than to give away £5 notes.
Well, I don't know how to tell you this, but I've broken the Chinese vase in the hall.
Why, you little...
Don't worry, you can get Superstick 2. It sticks within seconds and lasts forever.
Super Stick 2.
Crack.
Squeeze.
Stick. Great.
And now on Hatsol Radio, Mastermind.
Good evening, ladies and gentlemen, and welcome to Mastermind from the waiting room in Victoria Station. This week we start off with general knowledge. Can I have the first contestant, please? What is your name?
It's a tough one. I'm pass.
Occupation?
Professional shipping and bottle maker.
Your general knowledge questions start now. How long is a piece of string?
48 centimetres.
Correct. What is the most common surname in Wales?
Gonzales?
No, D'Angelis. What does the Latin cannabis addictivus mean?
Is it a Snoopy telephone?
No, a junkie. Who won the 1982 Embassy Snooker Championship?
Steve Davis?
No, Ivor Greenleft. What is Shop Simpson's Hats famous for selling?
Shoes?
No, hats. In rugby, what is it called when you throw the ball to another player?
Pass.
Correct. What new paper is to be released this month?
Today?
No, this month. What is it called?
Pass.
What is the...
Beep, 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 beep.
I've started, so I'll stop. At the end of that round, Mr. Pass, you have scored 2 points. You pass on a few, but I've forgotten them, so thank you, Mr. Pass. At the end of that round, Mr. Pass is in the lead with 2 points, followed by no one else because no one else is in this game of Mastermind. And my assistant tells me that there is no specialised subject round, so the winner with 2 points is Mr. Pass.
This program was written, produced, directed, music, etc. by Hayden Jackson-Robbins and Saul Wordsworth. Saul's shoelaces were made by Clarks and his thermal underwear by Damart. Now something a little more creepy on Hatsol Radio, the late night horror movie,
The Noise.
Nothing, Esmeralda. Now go back to sleep.
Oh, John, I'm scared.
If you want to, I'll go downstairs and check there's nothing there.
Oh, John, you mustn't leave me. Now May's crying. Oh, John, something is wrong. I'm scared. Now I can hear it. Footsteps. It's coming closer. I can hear it outside the door.
I'm your tax man.
That program, as usual, was written, produced, directed, music, etc. by Saul Wordsworth and Hayden Jackson, Robin Souls, Oxygen, Argon, Helium, and Nitrogen by the International Breathing Factory. And now on Hatsall Radio, a short break. Hatsall Radio, tennis.
Of this week's play, the men's finals. And here come the players, John McEnroe and Boris Becker.
Yes, it's another one for the record book. This is only the third time an American and a German have met in the Wimbledon final. They're warming up now. Another record broken by this match is that it's only the 18th match with one London ball boy and seven Cardiff ball boys.
Now they're just about to start.
McEnroe serves. Love 15.
You can't be serious, man. The ball is out.
Thank you, Mr. McEnroe.
You can
beep
off. I'm going.
This is quite amazing. John McEnroe has walked off the court. That means Boris Becker automatically becomes Wimbledon champion.
Game, set, match, and championship, Becker.
Yeah, wonderful! Well, that is quite amazing. That is the only way to sign up. Quite amazing.
Well, it's goodbye from Wimbledon.
And now on Hatsall Radio, a short break.
If you open a Nouvelle yogurt, you can see the difference.
It's got bits in it.
If you open a Nouvelle yogurt, you can smell the difference.
Pwah, what a whiff.
If you open a Nouvelle yogurt, you can taste the difference.
This stuff is disgusting.
Nouvelle yogurt, you can tell the difference.
Why'd you buy this stuff, Mum?
And now on Hatsall Radio, Top of the Pops.
Top of the Pops. The first song on today's program is called Hello by John Smith.
Hello. 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 Hello.
Song is called Bonnie Charlie.
once I had a little dog. His name was Barney Charlie. He scoffed himself on marrow bone, and now he ain't half Barney.
This song is present number one. It's called I Like You, But. Let's look at the top 10.
Number 10.
Oh Baby Let Me Out by The Prison.
Number 9.
Bring Me Your Gun by The Wild Bunch.
Number 8.
Don't Hang Up on Love, The Coat Hangers.
Number 7.
Hello by John Smith.
Number 6.
See You, Bye Bye.
Number 5.
Tongue Tied by Granny Knot.
Number 4.
Strawberries and Cream by The Wimbledon Wafflers.
Number 3.
The Shadow by the Castleford Land.
Number 2.
Big One by the Protuberances.
And number 1.
I Like You But by the Changers. That's all we have time for today. Until next week, it's goodbye from me.
The program was written, produced, directed, music, etc. by Hayden J.R. and Saul Wordsworth. Saul's pacemaker was given to us by the National Health Service, and his brain was donated by Boy George. And now on Hassle Radio, Nature.
Hello and welcome from a rainforest in Brazil. We are near the centre of the forest, which is where the rare breed of Amalulu pink panther hangs out. Oh, I think I can hear it. Yes, I'm sure I can hear its cry. And now I'm able to see it. It's a wonderful sight. This rainforest is the most amazing place. If you just stop and listen, you can hear these wonderful animal sounds. Well, it's goodbye from Brazil and back to the studio.
Hello, and we are joined with Linus Johnson, the head of the Ants Need Arthropods Club. Well, Mr. Johnson.
Please call me Liney.
Liney, why do ants need arthropods?
Well, let me put it this way. It's like humans doing it without caviar.
Ah, yes. Well, thank you, Mr. Johnson.
Liney!
Well, that's all we have time for from nature. See you next week.
Now on Hansel Radio, the news.
the news. Terry Wogan has cracked a joke. The audience were taken to hospital, suffering from shock. Prince Harry found his first tooth today. And why doesn't Cliff Richard get bad warts? But first, the main headline. Over to our Terry Wogan correspondent, Saul Wordsworth.
Hello, I'm lost for words. Terry Wogan has cracked a joke. I'm sorry, I can't go on. Please, someone call a doctor. I'm coming over all faint.
We seem to have lost Saul Wordsworth, so on to our next item.
Prince Harry.
I'm sorry, we seem to have lost the news. In the meantime, we'll play you some music.
Down on creation and the only explanation I can find is a love I've found ever since you've been around. You must put me at the top of the world.
We are now able to rejoin the news.
Were treated with a sample of blood from a Pars victim, and it turned out to be a miracle cure. That's it from the newsroom. Over to Jonathan Kettlepot for the weather.
Weather will be good, or whether the weather be bad. The weather will be weather. Thank you, I think.
The producer of the news was Hayden Jackson Robbins and Saul Wordsworth. Saul's false nose job was made by Wurzel Gummidge.
And now the gale warning, as issued by the Met Office after EastEnders last night.
Attentional shipping, especially in sea areas, Tenerife, Surbiton and Loch Ness. Due to a craze of baked bean eating, the wind will be stronger than usual, especially after meals. Boat owners are advised to buy indigestion pills and fire extinguishers, in case anyone has an after-dinner cigar. A man without a parachute will be falling, but will later be rising if he lands on a nail.
Temperatures inside a Bunsen burner will be 200 degrees Celsius, and outside will be 200 degrees Celsius also, because the Met Office is on fire. That is the end of this gale warning.
And now on Hatsall Radio,
the secret diary of Adrian Mull, age 13 and 3/4. Silly voice, isn't it?
And trod in a cat's poo. Then I went back to bed.
And then I went downstairs and I opened the door and she met the fox in her underwear.
No, just kidding.
That's because I was still asleep.
All I mean, he's got a one-track mind, you know.
Now, when I did get up, I trod in a cat's poo and went back to
sorry, you ruined it.
Sorry, Hayden. I'm a fascist.
So, all is it?